How would you like to be able to create a celebrity brand? Ricky Lee Travolta will tell us how. So, Ricky, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs become the celebrity in their niche?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, I'll tell you, I have the label of being able to make anyone or any company or any product famous. It's really not that hard. Now, me in particular, because I'm actually high-functioning autistic. They compare me to Mozart in terms of, I wish I could compose music like that. I've written some songs and they're really bad. But in terms of marketing, Steve Jobs called me on the phone to call me a marketing genius because I introduced a product called the Axiotron model, which was the iPad before the iPad. And it stole all the tech headlines in 2007. And Steve Jobs was talking about the iPhone that year at Macworld. I stole the thunder. So he called me so graciously and gave me that label, marketing genius. So I can make anyone or anything famous. The key is turning that fame into profits and perpetual revenue streams. And that's where you have to think outside the box and do things different. Because if there's no formula for success, you're only going to achieve what everybody else has already achieved. If you want to achieve success in business, I was the new empire man. I was the guy in the States here who made the number one flooring company in the country, Empire Today. I did it in less than a year. Statistically, it would have taken anybody else 10 to 20 years. I did it by doing things different. In the case of Empire Today, I didn't invent product placement, but I was introduced to it very early on by a producer friend of mine, Dan Riley. And he was going to produce the film version of my first book, My Fractured Life, that Heath Ledger wanted to star in. And Dan was over there producing at E! Entertainment Television. And I was the executive spokesperson and the executive in charge of image, marketing, publicity for Otherworld Computing. And I naively called up Dan. I said, hey, can you throw some of our products in the background of your shows? And he laughed. Great guy. And he said, well, Ricky, that's not how it works. And he put me in touch with a product placement agent. And they explained how it worked. Now, this was very early on. And so when I moved over to Empire Today, they're fledgling. They're nobody in Chicago. They had a very recognized spokesperson. But when David Lenowitz purchased the brand and tried to take it national, nobody knew who this guy, Lynn Haldren, was. So that's why they brought in me, the guy who had just modeled with Fabio, the guy who had made tech fury and headlines in the tech industry at Macworld. They needed the big star. And I wasn't just in front of the camera, premiering as the new Empire Man at Wrigley Field, August 18th, 2007, with Lou Piniella of the Chicago Cubs. But I was also the guy behind the scenes, and I did the product placement because nobody was really doing it. So Montel Williams show, at that time, it was a daily show, one of the most popular talk shows on television. And people were paying through the nose to advertise. I turned it around. I made us the official flooring company of the Montel Williams show. So instead of paying for advertising, now we have this big bumper every day for free. And I could name drop, put it in every press release, every interview I did. And I got to appear on the show. And do the little twinkle in the eye and the smile and pitch. And when they would have a family that was in trouble, we would donate carpet and then get to name drop and have that affiliation and have it on the air. And it cost me pretty much nothing because the carpet was actually donated or provided by our manufacturers. And so, and then because Montalum Show is in New York, unions, our installation guys couldn't even do the work. The union guys had to do it. So the product that they're getting for all these benefits that they're giving me cost me nothing. And that's what I do. I look for opportunities. And I'm going to show my little prop here. I did every TV show under the sun. So this was Danny Bonaducci and Adam Carolla, two very famous radio and television guys here. Danny Bonaducci from Partridge Family, which, you know, he's far outgrown that. That was his introduction. But he's this amazing guy. I love Danny Bonaducci. And Adam Carolla was a very popular guy too, you know, still very much so. And so that is one example. This is signed. That's why I'm showing it. Because I visited with every celebrity. I aligned us. The Montel Williams Show wasn't just the Montel Williams Show. I also had us connected to Guiding Light. I appeared on every HGTV show doing things different. That's the key. Look for opportunities. And if somebody says no, figure out a way to find a yes. And it doesn't mean trying to convince them to do something they don't want. Find the way that it appeals to them. Lily, can I give you a story? It relates to Hollywood. I love Hollywood. I became really good friends with the chief financial officer at Paramount Studios, Jerry Goldman. And it happened just because I was nice to him. I was helping Roth Staffing, a very small staffing company at that time. But now it's the number one staffing company in the country because of the image and branding I did early on. But I wanted to get a feel for the company that I'm representing. So I worked in one of their offices, Abacus Staffing, which was accounting specialty. Well, Jerry Goldman, Paramount said, we'd like you to start looking for something else. He'd been there forever. They were going in a new direction. And Paramount produced Star Trek at the time. And so Jerry ends up in our office because he responded to an ad and thought it was like a real job. And he's sitting there in the lobby with like construction workers and things around. This is the chief financial officer of one of the biggest movie and television studios in the world. And nobody's paying attention. I pay attention to details, Lily. I look at the resume, look at the gentleman, see who it is. And I am nice to everybody. At the same time, I recognize opportunity. And so I treated him very nicely and I helped him outside of the office. I redid his resume. I gave him advice. We got him the thing he wanted. And in return, anytime I'm calling him, he was just my friend. I was his protege, I guess you could say. I would call him and I found out later he would actually stop production meetings of big films and television to take my call. And he didn't even tell me that. He just did it. And so I had written a script. It was called Heroes. And then eventually it was called Hero Before Dawn. And then Hero World. And I'd written it with Michael Dorn in mind. He played the character of Worf on Star Trek The Next Generation. And then Deep Space Nine. And now he's on Picard, same character. And I had seen an interview with Michael where he said, I have all the money I need. I have airplanes. I can play the characters I want. What I really want to do is direct. But no one will give me the opportunity. So I pitched this idea to Jerry and said, yeah, go for it. I was starring in production of West Side Story at the time. And I invited Michael to the show. And he couldn't come, but he got on the phone with me. And I said, Michael, I have this script. And I wrote a character with you in mind, but I don't want to pitch you on that. I saw the interview where you said you wanted to direct, and I've studied Yul Brynner, one of the greatest actors and greatest filmmakers. And the reason why is because before he was an actor, he was a television director. And so you could tell on camera as an actor, he knew how to position himself in the right lights. He knew where to direct his eyes. He knew the vocal inflections because he'd worked as a director. And I said, Michael, I haven't seen you direct anything, but I've watched you act. And I've seen you position yourself. You know how to direct. And so I don't want to try and sell you on the script as an actor. Can we talk about this as a director? And in 20 minutes, Lily, he was on board to star and direct without having even seen the script, because I recognized what he wanted. And that's what we talked about, rather than talking about what I wanted, which was make my movie. No. And that applies to anything, whether it's making a celebrity brand or it's making a company famous. And that is, you tell people not what you want to say, but what they want to hear, with the caveat, it has to be honest. And that's one of the reasons I've walked away from several brands. If they're not honest, that's my promise that the customer, whether it be the media or the eventual customer going in to buy something, that's my name. And if they go into a store, if they call up Empire Today and the guys come out and I start lying to them, that reflects on me, my brand. And it's just bad for business, period. And so you always have to be honest. Tell people what they want to hear, but don't lie. Because it's gonna come back to bite you. Larry O'Connor, Otherworld Computing, he begged and begged and begged me to come on, partly because he had this nickname in the industry, Lying Larry. And that, it hurt his soul, right? He's like begging me to come on, signing over part ownership of the company to make sure that the great Ricky Lee Travolta will come on and do his branding. Yes, for the company. But for him, it was an ego thing. And that was one of the things I really, really expressed to Larry, is we have to stop the lies, Larry. If you want to not have that label, you have to be honest as a person and as a company. So you always tell the truth, but you tell it in the way people want to hear and the way that you want the news to be perceived.
Thank you. Tell us, what are your 10 commandments for someone who wants to create a celebrity brand? Imagine someone who is amazing at what they do. Not a lot of people know about them. They have a great voice and they're very attractive. And they're simply haven't been in perhaps in the right rooms or in, you know, they haven't been so active on social media. How would you make someone like that famous?
Well, number one, honesty. Honest with yourself and honest with the people that you're interacting with. And two, think different. Lily, you cited social media. Everybody does social media today. And that is ideal. It's perfect. It works. But it's only going to work as much as everybody else has made it work. So what is going to work outside of it? Think outside the box, like I did with Empire Today, Raw Staffing, Computing. Find something that isn't being done in addition to what is being done. Three, teamwork. I am high-functioning autistic. It means that I am the Mozart of marketing. I'm brilliant, but it comes with a disability aspect. I have the other end of the spectrum is called executive function disorder, where I literally have trouble with the phone, like almost to a kindergartner level. So I have to have an assistant. And together, I'm brilliant. Without it, I'm sitting here screaming at the phone trying to make it work. Now that's a two-person team. Empire Today, Otherworld Computing, Star Trek, any of the things that I've been affiliated with. It's not just me calling the shots and saying, hey, it's instant success. No, it's an entire team. And it's getting the entire team on board. Don't be afraid to share in the success, and don't be afraid to ask for help. So what are we on four? That would be to give credit, because if you're Mr. Ego and saying it's all me and I did it all, well, guess what? You didn't. Somebody helped you, probably a lot of people. And so the first thing I do is thank them. Make sure they know they're appreciated. And I've played a part in the success of a lot of music artists. I got my teeth cut on Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation album. And I was not the top dog. I was in college, just lucky to be on the team. But I learned. And I played a part in Robert Cray, the great blues artist. If you Google me, this is a funny one. I am the godfather of sludge metal, which is a subgenre of heavy metal that is a billion-dollar industry. I created it on accident because I was the first to use the term sludge metal in marketing. And I didn't invent it. The band that I was breaking, Crowbar, they said it in conversation. And I was trying to figure out how to pitch this. I said, I can market that term. So I've played a part in a lot of artists, but Stephen Adler, a lot of people will associate him with Guns N' Roses because he really did create the sound of Guns N' Roses, starting with Appetite for Destruction, one of the highest selling albums of all time, but then on subsequent hits. And Stephen Adler is my passion for a client. And here's why. I've named a bunch of artists that I've played a big role in, and there's a lot of others. Stephen and the band, Ari, Michael, AJ, Kristen, and our glue, Steve Sprite, the tour manager, they pulled me aside backstage. And they said, Ricky, you're one of the band. No artist had ever done that. I grew up idolizing Stephen Adler. Now I'm one of the band? Wow. It's giving appreciation. And to be humble, that's our next one. It's to know that we make faults. We have faults. We make mistakes. And if you just are in denial and say, oh, it's not my fault, or, oh, it'll work. No. Be humble. Realize that everybody makes mistakes. And they get fixed by acknowledging them. Because that's when you can diagnose the problem. And I'm going to use that same medical terminology for the next one. And that's, don't just focus on the symptoms when something's wrong. Look at the cause. Take autism, for example. The symptoms of an autistic person who, my father is a sex offender. And so as a child, in trauma, I would act out, scream. And one in four autistic people is misdiagnosed with schizophrenia because the symptom of a child being abused who is autistic, the symptom of the acting out is identical to the schizophrenia. Totally different. Same thing with business. If you're just focusing on the symptom, you're not going to fix the problem. You have to get to the cause. Ask with autism, ask what's going on at home. Is daddy doing something? In business, what is causing the lull in sales? Don't just assume, because maybe it's something you're not thinking about with Empire Today. I fixed a big problem by working with the customer service department because Empire was accidentally airing Spanish language ads in Texas because there's Hispanic clients there and very conservative American, red-blooded American customers. And we were getting some irate calls by individuals who were upset that Spanish language commercials were airing on their English language television. And so rather than just ignore it like it was being done, I acknowledged it. And we had this pile, just tons of American Express gift cards that television stations would give us to, as like a thank you for advertising. And I got together with the customer service department. I said, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to show you. And I picked up the phone and I called one of the ladies who had complained. I said, hi, this is Ricky Lee Travolta. I am the head of publicity and marketing. You might know me as the New Empire Man. And I got your call that you're so upset about a Hispanic language ad airing on your television station. I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for letting me know that, because it was an error. It was an error by the station. We cater to everybody. We love our Hispanic brothers and sisters. We love you. And if you had not brought this to my attention, we wouldn't be able to fix it. And I'll tell you what, as an appreciation for what I'm going to send you, a gift card. Because, ma'am, your husband probably takes really great care of you and you love him so much. And it would be nice if you could treat him to something too. I'm going to send you this card. You tell him you're taking him out to dinner. And then will you call me later and tell your friend Ricky how it went? And that turned her into somebody who's out there bad-mouthing the brand. And every story leads to a story. She's tanking the brand. And then she became a customer for life by being nice and thinking outside the box. And again, Lily, it cost me nothing. Those cards were just sitting there unused. And I don't know what number are we on. I think we're on 7. Reality is reality. Don't pretend if your brand is in the toilet, accept it and fix it. Airbnb spends, Bloomberg News uncovered that they spend $50 million a year covering up sexual assault, rape. And every month or two, you see a news story about it and they just sweep it under the rug. But they're getting this reputation that's destroying the brand. Reality is reality. The news is out. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Accept that it exists. And then you do something like you bring in a victim and you say, we're going to fix this. We're going to acknowledge what we've done and take the steps to fix it. Because the brand is already ruined. By embracing reality, you take the steps to fix it. Foresight. Oh boy, I struggle with that word. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now it's known as KFC. It took about, 12 years to change the brand gradually from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC. And they had to do it, and they put in the plan to do it because they realized fried was a bad word. When the brand was established, fried was the thing. That was great, as much fat as possible. And then they realized Kentucky Fried Chicken, well, you have to change that. And so they transitioned over years to KFC. Brilliant. And that leads us to our next point. Time. You can't always choose the timetable. I'm sure Kentucky Fried Chicken would have loved to instantly have had their brand become KFC in public mindset. The reality is that's not going to happen. You have to be able to invest the time. And Lily, I'm terrible with math. I'm great at marketing, but you don't want to hire me to be an accountant. I've lost track. Are we on 9 or on 10?
I'm not sure, but you can tell us one more.
Maybe this is the 9 commandments, or maybe it's the 10. We'll have fun. And that is to always have fun. I'm going to give you 2. This one, you always have fun. And that's one of the things I did at Otherworld Computing. People were working 12, 14-hour days and hating their jobs. Turnover was incredible. And I organized the whole marketing department and everything, and I made it fun. We scheduled a break, 5-minute break, where I got everybody together. I said, hey, take a break from your work. And we played, it was called The Game. And I would just make up a goofy question just to get people involved. And so I think the first one was, if you were a character on Gilligan's Island, what character would you be? I was Ginger because I wanted to, I'm a straight guy. I love women. But in terms of the character, the essence of the character. I was, you know, Miss Glamorous and everything without being missed. And everybody loved the game. They would go home and they would tell their spouses about it. They couldn't wait. And they would think of questions. And it just made the workday fun. And it got so fun that the efficiency went up. And other things were implemented as well, but that was one of them. And so it went from people laboring, slaving, hating their jobs, to I was sending people home almost every day, an hour early, and we were so streamlined. I was able to market our marketing department out to other companies as an outside agency, again, creating additional revenue streams. And then that final one. So maybe we're 10, maybe we're 11. We'll see.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you and connect with you.
Okay. I want to hit the last one. Can I hit the last one? And that is to remember, and at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to their own belief. I happen to believe in God, and I don't believe that God created companies. I don't think God created buildings. God created people and families. And the thing that motivates me is my kids, my biological kids and the bonus kids that I've inherited through relationships. And so that's a very important one. Work, work, work to achieve success, but know what the success is for. And for me, it's my family. And so how can people connect with me? I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn. And so I'm Ricky Travolta at LinkedIn. And on Facebook, there's Ricky Lee Travolta, which is my business account. That's the celebrity publicist. And then my goofy, cool, you know, fun one is Ricky Travolta USA. And one time, a reporter noticed that I will stop. I will give free advice to any small business owner because I can charge up the wazoo to big companies, big stars. But everybody deserves to have success. And so I will give away my advice for free to people who can't afford it. And the reporter said, man, I'm going to call you America's friend in this article. And he did. And it's kind of stuck. And the only limitation is that it's America's friend. And I really, really kind of want to be everybody's friend across the world. It feels good to make people smile and to have people call me friend. So reach out on the personal side, you know, reach out on the business side. Reach out. I want to be your friend. And if I can help you, let's make it happen. I always say, I let the accountants worry about the money. I get paid in the smiles that I put on people's faces. And that might sound like a catchphrase or something, but it's really true. That's an aspect. That's one of the beauties of autism. Not a disability, a super ability. And it's the super ability to love. I mentioned my father, sex offender, who abused me. I still love him. I love everybody. I'm smart enough to not want me in the same room with him, but I love everybody. And I would much rather do that and be everybody's friend than have enemies.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.